It's Monday, the 22nd of June, 10 a.m. and it's overcast, dull, and it has been raining. Not raining now, thankfully, that's positive. I would like to say it was mild, but it doesn't feel mild. It probably is mild if I had not been away to warmer climes. But it's definitely not warm, and I know by the grapevine and this week's forecast that the weather has not been good and will not be good. Anyway, I'm back home again from España. Arrived home on Saturday. I think we landed 10-ish. By the time we got through and out and back home, I got to bed, it was about 12 midnight, I think. Cup of tea and a wee bit of toast, off to bed. Didn't get out of our bed till 12 hours later, just after 12 noon. That was yesterday. And just had a lazy day. Went to bed last night after 10 and didn't get up till after 9, so 11 hours sleep. Back into the routine tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. rises. So I'm standing here this morning with a big jumper on. I do have my shorts and my sandals on. I've also got, yes, socks. And I've also got white finger again. Isn't it wonderful to be home? I had it yesterday. White finger, lovely to come home to white finger. Never experienced it at all for a solid week. You can see why people go abroad for warmer climes to alleviate things like arthritis and rheumatics and all things that cooler climates aggravate. But it's what should I say now? Should I say it's good to be back home? Of course it is. It's good to be back home. I love my home. I'll need to cut the grass, of course, and do some weeding in 1 week. Yes, that's how quick the garden ignores you. Yes, it's good to be back. After all, you've got to come back from holiday, otherwise it's not holiday, is it? You know what I'm trying to say. Not if you go away and stay away. You're not holiday. And if you go away for 3 months or 6 months, you're not on holiday. You're living wherever you are. Unless you're touring, of course, which is an entirely different aspect. And my mind's just beginning to wander. So I can see that the rumblings are beginning. So it must be getting back to normal. The thing is that each morning where we were, I took time out just the same as I did last year, and we were away for 2 weeks last year. I took on a wee task intentionally, and that was to collect all the rubbish from the previous day into a bag or carrier bag and walk down the hill from the villa to the, well, let's just say the, how could I say, circumnavigational road that was all the way around the urbanisation, and then walk along maybe about 100 metres to get to the waste bins that sit at the side of the road. Now, the reason I took that all on, as I did last year, was to get 10, 15 minutes off piece, wait back for another thing and to just let my thoughts go as I went back here, but without recording them. And I always played some lovely music. In fact, I played the exact same three pieces of music that I played last year. All calming, chilling, relaxing classical music. And walking slowly in the morning, the hot morning sun. It was beautiful. So I still managed to get my thoughts, as it were, in the morning. Now it's a case of getting back into what you might call a routine and put the holiday behind and try and keep myself on the upbeat, mentally that is, try and avoid things that annoy me. Got my birds back, my trees, garden. I've got my friends back. So I'm feeling in a good mood at the moment, hoping to maintain that, not let things get me down. Garden's looking well. 4 foot high cornflowers, that deep, deep purple. I heard the geraniums are coming into flower. There's flowers there, but not in mass. Pink, deep pink, pale pink. One of my favourites is in front of me, it grows taller. But not so invasive. It's white, but it's not white. It's white with, as if an artist had taken the smallest of his brushes and streaked them from the centre to the edge in various thicknesses of lilac. Some just little flecks. I love that one because of its unusual pattern. And the ornamental grass is up 3 feet already. Yeah, it's looked after itself pretty well. I just need to go out and scare a few of the buggers with the secateurs. Just keep them in check. Yes, it is good to be standing here again. Allowing my mind to do its thing, man, do its thing. Where's the sun gone in the UK though? Well, let me just say, where's the sun gone in Scotland at least? I'm not so sure about other parts. Where's the heat gone? Who stole the sun? Who stole the heat?